international version. If you have your smartphone, you can switch it over to the NIV. Come on down, Dr. Parker. I'll wait for you. I might fall out today. I need you close to me. And I don't know if the funeral home bought any smelling salts. And y'all old enough to remember the funeral home had smelling salts when people passed up. They sue you today if you try that mess. Amen. Matthew 2 out of the NIV version. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." And after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down. Somebody say, bow down. And worshiped him. Then they opened up their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The Bible says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. On coming to the house, somebody say, "We in the house right now. We in the house right now. We in the house right now." They saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And that's what I want to talk about this Sunday right before Christmas. Bow down. That's what I want to talk about this Sunday right before Christmas. Bow down. By applause, how many of you all watched the last royal wedding that was held on May 19, 2018, when Prince Harry married our sister, Meghan Markle? Now, it's very interesting that all y'all clap and none of y'all British. Even if you've been on Ancestry.com, none of y'all going to check British as your ancestry on any type of census or any type of report. But it's amazing how much the world is enthralled and how many people across the world like to watch and read about the royal family. It is a soap opera just like the Kardashians. But there's also something regal about it, especially since we don't have a king or have never had a queen, even though we have somebody claim the role of king temporarily. But we have never been governed by a monarchy, but still, even as Americans, we are sometimes glued to the television when things of this nature, especially when weddings happen, when Princess Diana passed, and even as Americans who fought against the British to separate ourselves, we're still amazed by what goes on in that family and what goes on in the crown. Interesting enough, the king or queen, and really always might be a queen, because this woman just ain't going to die. And we feel so sorry for Prince Charles. He just going to die a prince. And his mama going to bury him. He ain't never going to ever get no part of that crown. And this woman going to live forever. But the interesting thing about it, y'all, is that her position is ceremonial. She has no power. She has no sovereignty. She has no control or authority. All authority and all power is contained, Amelia, in Parliament and in the Council. The Prime Minister of Great Britain is really simply the president of the most powerful political office in the kingdom. But unlike the king of Saudi Arabia, he got all power. He said, "Cut off their head," which they did a couple weeks ago. They cut off your head. Unlike the king of Jordan, who has all power and other Muslim states, they have all power. But the Queen or King of England since 1660, they have no power. All power is concentrated in Parliament and with the Prime Minister. Still, in fact, people still bow down to her. Even though she has no sovereignty, even though she has no power, even though they have no control, people still have to bow down to her. And when Sister Markle was married to her grandson, Prince Harry, one of the first things that she had to do was bow down to the Queen. It is called a curtsy when a woman has to bow down and show courtesy or show respect to a sovereign. If you can see right there, you have to even sometimes practice it, that you have to bend at the correct angle to show respect to someone who is in charge or over you, even though in this case, the woman don't have no power. Even the fact that she has no power, has no control, has no authority, can't provide you with nothing but except for a ride in the Range Rover to one of her castles. Anytime a woman especially, and even her husband, gets in her presence, they have to bow down just because of her position. And after the wedding, we did not get to see it on television because of the wide angle. There was some big controversy about whether Sister Markle bowed down to her because we did not see it. But even after the wedding, she had to bow down to the Queen as she passed by her. Once you come into her presence, or once you pass by her presence, you have to bow down to her because you have to respect the position that she holds, even though the position has no power. 2,000 years ago, three wise men were called by the king by the name of Herod. And I don't know how Herod got the word and who texted Herod that these wise men were passing through Judea. But King Herod had heard that a new king was on the way. He heard that Messiah had come, and he had read the scriptures. Even though he wasn't Jewish, he had read the scriptures and heard the prophecy that the son or the lineage of David would come and take over the throne. And that means that the king was coming, and the king would take over his throne. It was his throne that was in jeopardy. And so he heard that some wise men who were astronomers, who were intelligent, who were mathematicians, had discovered where the baby was about to be born. They were smart people. They were intellectual people. They were people kind of like the people our pastor at the Brooklyn Northeast Church. Amen? Smart. We're probably Googling everything I just said to make sure that my facts on track. Amen? Smart people, physicists, astronomers who could tell just by a star where the baby was going to be born. They didn't have no MapQuest, no Google Maps, no Safari, none of that. But they knew that there was a star that was so bright that it had to be shining over the baby of Jesus. And so Herod says, when you all find him, call me. Get out your cell phone and call me and tweet me. Post on Facebook where he is because I want to come worship with you all and worship him too. Oh, sometimes you got to be careful who you worship with. Sometimes you got to be careful even what row you sit on in church. Because you will notice, and I notice all the time, that when the one person don't worship on your row, ain't nobody worship on your row. You find sometimes from back here that'll be a whole group of people who just sitting down frowning. And any of y'all need a little energy, come on, I invite you to the front row, y'all. Bring it on, baby. But if nobody in your area is excited, y'all don't get excited. Then you kind of feel like, well, let me not be the one. You know, we're the intellectual club on this road, so let me not be the one that upsets the apple cart. So we all just going to be pious Christians in this area. So that's why you got to be careful who you worship with and worship around, because everybody there saved for the same reasons. Oh, help me somebody. Somebody help me somebody. Everybody in here for the same reason. Everybody that really come in to worship him in spirit and in truth. Some of you just came to God's Christmas in 2 days and you wanted to wear your head. You need to try with those things on Christmas Day. That's what you came to be. Anybody came to serve a living God that is still on the throne and has all power. They were given an evil assignment, but that evil assignment turned into an exclusive adventure. Evil assignment turned into an exclusive adventure because of all the people in the world. Three magi, three wise men, were the first three non-family members to behold the majesty of our King. You know the story. They get there, and the Bible says the first thing they did was bow down and worship him. Before they opened up their gifts, before they gave their treasures, before they said amen, they bowed down and worshiped him. See, you can't praise God until you understand that it's God that gave you everything to praise him about. And see, that's the problem with much of society right now. They think their education got them that job. They think their credit score got them that loan. They think their last name got them a position. They think that who they are got them everything they got. And so they don't understand who to worship because they're worshiping themselves. But you can't praise God and let you know that God gave you everything that you got and he's sustaining you right now. And sometimes it's just enough to say, thank God I'm in my right mind. Thank God that I got out my bed by myself. Thank God that I can brush my teeth by myself. Thank God I can put my clothes on by myself. Thank God there was gas in the car. I didn't have to call nobody. I didn't have to ask nobody. I can roll myself around. I can wipe even sometimes my backside by myself. You don't need a house on the hill to say thank you. You don't need a BMW to say thank you. You don't need a Rolls Royce to say thank you. You don't even have to be cured yet from cancer to say thank you. Just because you got breath in your body this morning, that's enough to say thank you. I know I'm supposed to say a little Easter speech right now, but I feel my hip coming off. Anybody want to give God thanks? Because he is the greatest gift that the world has ever received. Well, the joy of going to Israel. And I want to take y'all there in 2020. I haven't announced it yet, but y'all start saving your money. I need y'all to experience what I got to experience. I know I'm going to help you, Eric. I'll put something on your bill. I want you all to experience what I got to experience. The last thing I am is stingy. I never want to hold anything to myself. And I want you all who can to experience the joy of what I experienced walking where he walked. Me preaching where he preached. Seeing everything he saw. And knowing that what's in that word is for real. And I want you all to experience. So start saving up. And I give you more information at the beginning of the year. But start saving because we're going together in 2020. Have a 2020 vision. Well, one of the things that we got to do again was to go to the Church of the Nativity. It's actually called the Basilica of the Nativity. It's right there on a hill in Bethlehem. And they have built this church on top of the area where they believe that actually Mary gave birth to Jesus. And so we were able to go to the Basilica of the Nativity and see the place and the area where he was born. And we go into this church, and you have to go into this church. And one of the interesting things about going into the church, and one of the joys of going into the church, is that when you go into the church, they have a door that is 3 feet tall. It is the only entrance into the church. It makes you. Before you can go see him,
was so amazed that you had to be there in the place where he was given birth. And you see there in the next picture that there's this little area where they have illuminated there, where they believe was the exact area that Jesus Emmanuel came into the earth. And I'll tell you again, before you can get down, you got to get down. Before you can go down, you've got to humble yourself. You've got to literally humble yourself and be humble before you see him. Maybe that's why you can't get your prayer through. Because you really ain't trusting him enough. You really haven't taken yourself out of the equation. How are you trying to give something to God that you're trying to help your friends handle? Nobody wants to say no right now. How are you trying to get your stuff together when you're posting all your business on Facebook? Facebook is not the place to put your pain. Let me say that one more time. Facebook is not the place to put your pain. And don't show that other people. That's not what it was designed for. This is what it was designed for. The altar, but here's where you bring your pain and your pride. This church is where you bring your issues to the Lord and let Jesus solve them for you. You got to humble yourself. And let's be honest, I'm about to be very transparent. A whole lot of us have done real well. I ain't the only one. A whole lot of us is a whole lot of Lexuses. I'm sorry, Lexi. A whole lot of Mercedes out there that, you know, not everybody ain't got one. But there are a whole lot of successful people out here that, you know, I know have learned over my years of preaching that the richer you are, the quieter you are. But I think the more God has given you, the more God has blessed you. If you got a big house, you got to have a big mouth. If you got a big car, you got to have a big plane. If you got a big check, you need to say thank you. Now I want to tell you something. I ain't never thought of all my life. And I know two people still shop for free. She came later. Three people pretty shocked that I'm a pastor. I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked that sometimes I start 69 and make sure he had the right number. But one of my prophetess told me one day, you know, the prophet, the pastor, didn't need me. I needed the pastor. The pastor did not need me. I needed pastor. I needed to know what others go through. I needed to know how others who have lived on the other side of the tracks. I needed to humble myself in order to help people who are going through their crises. Even though I've been blessed and provided with everything I wanted on my Christmas list, Santa never denied me. I needed to know people who didn't have everything that I had going on and who haven't experienced everything that I had experienced. And I've been the leader. I've been the boss on most job, every job I had. But you can't be nobody's boss in a church. You can't talk to people any type of way in a church. You've got to know how to deal with people on a human, common, street level. And so I needed the pastor to humble me, to teach me how to be a better person. And I thank God daily. And see, you don't understand sometimes why the position you're in, thinking you don't deserve that position, you're not for that position. God has prepared the position for you, and you for the position. And sometimes your position of authority, when you become supervisor, is make sure you don't act like the last evil supervisor. I'm trying to help somebody up in here. And you don't be mean and nasty, and you look out for people, because you've got to have God's heart. If that's the only thing you can get, is by bowing down and being humble. I don't know what's going to happen in these next few days. We keep watching the news, hoping something happens quickly. We've been praying for Brother Mueller. Mueller, but I don't care what the name is. Help him pray for him. We've been praying that something happens quickly. Because those of us who are believers know that trouble can't last. Always. We as believers also know that anytime there's a Saul in power, God's got a David. before I said, well, I got a little hurt. I got a little hurt, a little boy, but he stink right now. We didn't get him washed up. We didn't get him new clothes for the presentation before him. But I'm down there stinking with the sheep. And he said, that's the one I need to meet. And the cow David came in humble and lowly. But the Spirit of God hit the Spirit of Nathan. And the Spirit of Nathan hit the Spirit of David and said, that's the one that God has put his mantle on. And that is the one that God will let lead his people because he had a humble spirit. And I'm trying to tell somebody today, don't get up on your horse. The Bible says those who exalt themselves shall be abased. But those who humble themselves, God will exalt. And that's why I'm so humble when it comes to this church and being the priest of this parish. That's why nothing in here is about me or Charles Jackson. If you don't have a name or nothing, a picture or nothing, the day I retire, you ain't gonna vote me out. The day I retire, I take my pictures of my family, I'm out of here, and God's gonna send me another David, amen. I ain't sorry, but he's gonna send me another David. But that's why it ain't about me, it ain't about Ron. It's about what we can do for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And that's why when we come in here, we bow down to him. We come in here to bow down to his sovereignty. I know Sister Mark had to bow down to a queen that they have no power. But every time I come in this house, I got to bow down and humble myself to a king that has all power. I know we got something going on in the White House right now. Don't you worry about it. I said, don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry about it.
Don't be ashamed and don't be scared. Because God's going to work it out for you. Every mean, evil present that we have, one day it's got to bow. I want to tell you that John Fitzgerald Kennedy one day, he's got to bow. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he's got to bow. Tricky Dick Nixon, he's got to bow. Gerald Ford, he's got to bow. Jimmy Carter, he's got to bow. Ronald Reagan, he's got to bow. Bill Clinton might have to bow twice. George H.W. Bush has got to bow. His little son has got to bow. He might let Barack Obama stand up a little bit. Is going to make it. That ain't my call. But if he does, he's going to have to bow. Because I read in Philippians that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory, to the glory, to the glory. Anybody can give him glory right now. Anybody know he's worthy? Anybody know he's worthy? Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? So on Tuesday morning, before you let your child open one gift, I want everybody to get down by that tree. Think of that tree that he died on and say thank you. 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 Bow down and say thank you for saving me. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Stand on your feet.